I'm taking my freedom, pulling it off the shelf, putting it on my chain, wearing it round my neck. I'm taking my freedom, putting it in my car, wherever I choose to go, it won't take me far. I'm living my life like it's golden, living my life like it's golden. Hello. Hope y'all didn't catch that.
Right.
Welcome, welcome. We are here coming to you live. Keisha and Brandy, Mama's on the Move.
Yes.
And this is a special
Mama's
episode.
On the Move.
It's special. Why is it special?
Well, we have Mother's Day coming up.
Yes. So it's a Mother's Day special.
We know we've been away too long.
Way too long.
Life has been happening.
Life has beat us up.
Listen, I've been real hard to put up with damn near every day. Okay?
No, every minute, Keisha.
Yeah.
It's been every minute for me.
It's been a lot going on behind the scenes. Yeah. But, and we're unfortunately because we were both late today.
Both late.
We don't have a lot of time to get into a lot of it. So it's probably going to have to be a two-parter.
Yeah.
But we did want to come to you guys before Mother's Day. And we're hoping Keyshawn going to have this drop for Mother's Day. Right, Keyshawn?
That's right. For the Mamas on the Move.
Yes.
Mama's got to get it out for Mother's Day. It wouldn't even be right.
Exactly. So we just wanted to come to you guys and check in with you. And Brandy, you have a lot going on in your life right now. Mm-hmm. You know, with the babies.
I'm trying not to cry this episode.
I know.
So let's not even bring them up because when
it's okay. We got tissue. Because what people come to us for is the fact that we're transparent and we don't try to front like it's always easy doing what we do. You know what I mean? Because I think so oftentimes, so you know, people get caught up into what they see on social media.
Yeah.
And we share a snippet of our lives on social media. And I think we're probably more transparent than a lot of people.
Right.
But being a mom is our first priority, you know, and it's not easy when they start to move on to different seasons in their life.
Yeah.
So tell us about what's going on with your babies.
Do I have to?
You got to talk about it.
If I break down, then
let it be hard for once, because I'm always the dang gone basket case.
I've been a basket case. I don't know that I've experienced a time in my life where I've been so uncomfortable and uneasy with just the season that I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
But it's crazy because on one end of the spectrum, like my business is booming. It is such a it's an awesome time in my business.
Mm-hmm.
But on the flip side, in my personal life, it's a season of change for, you know, my family structure.
Mm-hmm.
So it is that part is consuming more than anything.
Right.
And it has just been a lot. It's been a lot to manage. It's been a lot to kind of come to grips with.
Mm-hmm.
And the more I come to grips with it, it's like, damn, it's real. It's here now. So you just got to kind of accept it. And, you know, so what I've been doing for myself, because I'm like, anything will make me cry. Like, I can read a post on Instagram and make me cry.
Right.
I can walk into a store and see somebody and like, anything will trigger me now. It's crazy how emotional I am. And I'm like, damn, am I postmenopausal or is it just me going through the season right now?
I think it's the season. I mean, it's a big thing. Your baby is going off to school.
Yeah. But what's crazy, and I don't want no slight to Jaden, because Jaden is my firstborn.
Right.
But it's a little different this time with Chase.
Right.
And I don't know. I don't know if it's because, you know, that's my special middle child.
Yes.
I've given him that label, because he is my special middle child. You know, middle children are always special.
I'm a middle child.
You're a middle child, so you know. We're special, and I am too, so we are special in our own right.
Mm-hmm.
But that young man has been like my right hand.
I know.
You know, he's been like my right hand. And even when I was single, I was single before I got remarried. I was single for 13 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your sons always manage to be like, you know, they kind of fill a void for you.
Absolutely.
They fill a void for you.
Definitely.
So my sons filled that void for me for quite some time,
mm-hmm.
you know, as far as, you know, me catering to them catering to me emotionally. And Chase was just on it always.
Right.
Even when my friends would come in the picture, even before my husband came in the picture, he was the protector.
He was.
I'm eyeballing you from the top of your head to the tips of your toenails. Make sure you right. You know, that was just him, you know? And so now to see him transition into this next phase,
mm-hmm.
where he's leaving the house and becoming, you know, a young man and doing his thing, and I'm not able to just call him from because you know how you have, well, you have one child, so you don't know. But when I have multiples, it's one that you know you can call, and they always gonna answer that phone.
Mm-hmm.
They always gonna respond.
Mm-hmm.
They always gonna respond to your text. It's Chase.
Okay, got it.
So Chase is it. And I'm like,
Lord Jesus, don't cry today. Don't cry. Chase is leaving the fort, and I'm not going to be able to have that. Yeah. So that has been a struggle for me.
Yeah, I know. And I know you and Chase have always had, like you said, no slight on any of your other boys, but I know you and Chase have always had a special bond because he was very, very protective of his mom. Mm-hmm. He played no games about mm-hmm. Brandy. So mm-hmm. I understand that that's been, I mean, even me watching it through you or with you, and you know, just it's been emotional for me to watch because this just was yesterday. I mean, it goes by so fast, yes. And I think that's why we're talking about the emptiness, and the emptiness syndrome.
The one, no, wait, because you know what? It's so your play on words were the bomb on this one,
yeah.
But just so we're clear, I want you to dig a little deeper on that.
Okay, so today we're talking about, you know, we all hear about the empty nest syndrome. Mm-hmm. You know, when your kids get ready to leave, NEST.
Yes.
When your kids get ready to leave and go on with their life, and you kind of struggle through that. And I was talking to a friend of mine this past weekend who was like, "I want you to prepare yourself, because I'm concerned about you." Like, you know, I've had a couple of friends who've gone through it who, like, you know, I'm concerned about when DJ leaves. So that's that part of the, you know, the empty nest, N-E-S-T.
Right.
But I've been struggling a little bit with the empty nest, N-E-S-S, syndrome, if you will. I don't know if it's a syndrome, but what I'm dealing with, because my son has become so overnight independent.
Yeah.
Being with his uncle, and he's a Scorpio, so he's not very sensitive sometimes.
Yeah.
And so I feel like I said, like the other day, I sent him the crying emoji, like I had tears down my face. He would set me back and be like, "What's up?" Like, I'm like, and so I feel like I have given, it's just what you said. I took everything that I was putting into my marriage.
Yeah.
And when Daryl died, I put it into DJ.
That's right.
And now DJ does not need me really like that anymore.
Right.
And it is really, I am struggling.
It's gut-wrenching.
It is gut-wrenching. Yes, it is painful. Yeah. I cry almost every single day.
Wow.
I have been going through it. And what I tend to do is go inward.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I don't want to be like, "Woe is me."
Yeah.
All the time. But I'm hurt.
Yeah.
I am really struggling with the emptiness
syndrome.
Because I don't know who I am. Okay, so now you strip me from being a wife. Well, right. I don't want to call it. Well, that's how I felt.
Yeah.
Stripped. Because it happened so fast.
Yeah.
And then I had DJ. And now I feel like I'm being stripped of being a mom.
Yeah.
To a degree. And I don't know.
No, but you know what? It is a new normal that we are going to have to adapt to. And
right.
That is the part that I clearly see you're struggling with. So mm-hmm. you're struggling like me. It's a lot making you cry. Mm-hmm. It's like it's a lot making me cry.
Right.
So that new normal will be what we have to
create.
Figure out. We got to create out.
Yeah, I mean, with my therapy session, I just left with my friend. Girl, we met for something totally different. And we end up talking about everything. And he was like, "You now have to find," he said, "it starts with you."
Mm.
So you got to find what makes you, what fills you up besides that now.
Yeah.
And you can't keep looking back. You got to look forward.
Yeah.
Like, you got to. So he gave me some instructions.
Mm.
He actually just called me.
Okay.
You was like, "Is that who is?" I was like, "No, just my friend." But and some instructions on some things that I have to do. But I am struggling with that. And it doesn't help that DJ is so like, "What's up, mama? I mean, I'm here." But it's
but
not
you know
the same.
They're so ready embrace this part of their manhood.
Right.
Becoming independent. Becoming a man. Like, that's what we've raised them to be, Keisha.
Absolutely.
So we got to credit ourselves for that. Like, we've created some strong, you know, God-fearing, determined young men that are about that life. Like, DJ ready to create his own life for himself.
He is.
So in his own right, like, we have to respect him for that. But they also need to be a little sensitive.
Just a little bit. Because you only have one.
Yeah.
You all I have.
Yeah.
Now I'm sitting around here with these old eggs talking about, "I wish I had another one." Ain't nothing going to marinate these things. So it's like, I can't have another one. Or I don't, you know, biologically, but you know, there are
And
times,
you don't want another one, trust
I,
me.
I don't want another child at this age. Not a newborn. I mean, who would be in jail first? Whether I be in jail or they be in defects. I don't know which will come first. But at any rate, I do know that I must find something to fill me up. And it's not real estate.
Yeah.
And I keep coming back to that.
But you know what? You know, that is so interesting because, as you know, we're recording at a time where this Aisha Curry stuff just hit the, all over the media.
Oh, my gosh.
And you look at a woman who, in our eyes, everyone's perception has it all.
Mm-hmm.
She has a husband. She has the children. She has the thriving business. She has the life that we all desire and strive for. But yet and still, there's a void somewhere.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
So finding that has nothing to do with DJ.
Right.
Finding that has nothing to do with your husband.
Right.
Because I'm good at being transparent.
Yeah, absolutely.
Honey, I got a husband.
Right.
And I got kids.
Right.
And it's still certain things that I'm still searching for.
For you.
For me absolutely. To have balance, to have just a peace that nobody can offer me, whether it's Ryan or whether my children.
Right.
Nobody can offer me that. Just like we see what's happening with Aisha.
Right.
Nobody can offer you that.
And people are going in on her. And I think they took what she was saying out of context.
Yeah.
But what she's basically saying is that I have become a wife and mother, and it's not about me anymore.
Yeah.
And I just want to still know I still got it.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's for anybody.
Right.
You know, and I got what she was saying.
I did too.
And unfortunately,
I felt
like people were very hard on Aisha Curry for that. And, you know, because in the past they feel like she's always talking, but she was just expressing how she felt.
Yeah.
And I think that's the same thing. Like, even though I have a little friend on the scene, you know, I ain't told you, but you know, just talking back and forth and this and that, it still is not the same as me, what I need to do to fill myself up.
Right.
Because what I know for sure is until I figure that part out, it's going to be difficult for relationships to sustain.
Yeah.
I know that now.
So let's touch on that. I mean, like, what does that look like, Keish? Because I told my mom, like, I've been an emotional wreck the past several weeks dealing with, you know, the transition that Jaden is dealing with what Chase is dealing with, him graduating, and just, you know, other struggles outside of even mentioning that.
Right.
But, like, I told my mother that. She was like, well, Brandy, what do you do to create some sort of a balance in your life? Because you are stressed. If it's not your clients, you know, pulling at you, if it's not, you know, your family tugging on you, you know, all these other demands that you have.
Mm-hmm.
I'm waiting on delivery at my house this afternoon for Lowe's for the second time. First time that I took off work, the truck got into a car accident. I'm like, for real, Lowe's?
Right,
the
right,
one day
right.
I take off work,
right.
Your truck get in an accident.
Right.
And I've been sitting there for 7 hours.
Wow.
So, yeah. So that happens again today. Well, no, they didn't get into an accident. But
they were late.
They were late, super, super late, which caused me to be late here.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they get there, they still couldn't figure out.
That's why Amazon is winning.
Girl, that's why
that's why Amazon is winning. There would not even be room for Amazon to be the conglomerate that it has become if people were doing good customer service. I remember it was a time you walked into certain stores. My brother and I walked into, where were we, in Neiman's maybe a few weeks ago? Because it was a watch I wanted to show him that I want when I close that big, big deal that I've always wanted, like 20-some years I wanted this particular. And when I tell you, we stood around for 30 minutes.
And then nobody said
anything. And finally I went, and then I was like, you know what? That just changes the whole experience.
Yeah.
This is why people stay home and shop.
Yeah.
And this is why it's like, this is why Amazon is winning.
Right.
But I digress. Go ahead.
No, but that's a good point. That's a good point. Because I would never in the history of, I don't care if I needed appliance, I would never order anything from Lowe's again.
Exactly.
Ever, never, never.
Exactly.
But that has just played into my frustration and made me realize, like, what is my outlet?
Mm-hmm.
And my outlet right now, you got to find peace somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And I find peace early in the morning. No, not even writing, because I haven't even found time to write. I find peace early in the morning, and I get up. I do my little 10-minute meditation through that app called Calm. So that meditation app has helped me tremendously.
Mm-hmm.
Just centering myself,
mm-hmm.
just focusing on just something as simple as my breath and just the moment, and not trying to fiend off all the thoughts that you're always constantly bombarded with.
Right.
Because there's always something. Even if you tackle task A, task B is right behind it.
Right.
So it's always going to be a pile of things on your plate. I don't care.
And that's the
from
part
day
that
to day.
I still am struggling with how to, when those things enter. Because I'm telling you, I go to bed. I already told you. I go to bed. You know,
yeah.
I go in my red room and pull the, you know. And I don't want to keep being that person. And I haven't been that person for quite some time, but I find myself distancing myself, not responding to texts lately, not wanting to go out, not wanting to, you know what I'm saying? And I know I'm like, okay, so that's why Monday.
You on the edge.
I am.
And even I just noticed how I responded to your text message exchange with me, you, and Miko, and I responded saying, you know, the curse word that I use.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't normally respond that way.
Mm-hmm.
So I know I'm on the edge, too.
Right.
You know, I know I'm on the edge, too.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I responded to my mom today. I said, well, listen, I gotta figure this out, because at the rate I'm going, this is not, it's not healthy for me. It's not healthy for my family. Even though I pour so much into all of them, like you always say, you cannot pour from an empty cup.
No.
And I find peace. I started by saying the meditation in the morning, but I walk Beanie, you know, you know, my little morning walks with Beanie.
It's so interesting to see you be such a pet lover, because you never could understand that when I had Wolfgang.
Girl, no, I couldn't, because I hadn't had a pet in my life since I was a very little girl, like 6, 7, 8 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And since then, you know, we just haven't had a pet around. I was so young, so I don't really remember that experience like that.
But you walk her, and that brings you.
Oh, it brings me solace. It does. Like, because I just enjoy being in nature.
Right.
I love being in nature. I've always worked outside. So, like, that's just my time to commune with God. I listen to some gospel music, just try to center myself. And that's, like, 30, 40 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
But that's all I get. Mm-hmm. And then I'm back to all the text messages and all the calls and all the follow-up and all the clients and all the everybody needing right. or wanting. And
some part of you.
Some part of me, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah. So and 30, 40 minutes out of 24 ain't a lot.
It ain't a lot.
It's not enough.
It's not enough.
That's what it is. It's not enough. And so that's what I'm saying. So the empty nest, N-E-S-T or empty nest, N-E-S-S, it's about what we have to do to fill ourselves up to make sure that we are whole so that when the other things do start pulling from us, because what happens is over time, you'll start to resent the other things around you.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm grateful for my clients, but at the same time, if I feel like I'm not doing enough for me or whoever I'm loving or my yeah. son or whatever,
yeah.
but if I'm not doing enough for me, I'm going to start to feel some type of way about those people. And it's not their fault.
Yeah.
It's mine for not putting me first.
That's right.
And it's nothing wrong with that. And I think because Black women in particular, we have been told from the day we born, you got to be strong. Like we come out being like Sojourner Truth.
Yes, we do.
You know what I'm saying? Like that's just the standard for Black women. You're supposed to be able to deal with whatever comes your way. If your husband died, you deal with it. If you get divorced, you deal with it. If the man that you had a baby with choose not to be around, you just deal with it. You soldier up and you deal with it. And we have to deal with a level of disrespect from our own men that is unprecedented from other cultures, one man to woman. And then we got to deal with, I done got kind of deep up in here today.
You really?
Yeah. I done went far. I done got up in here, honey. Don't get me started.
But it's all factual.
But it's like over time, we just become tough.
Yeah.
Tough. But it's like, that's why I think when you have to build up such a tough exterior, when you don't tend to the interior, over time, one little thing can just
take
it. Yeah, absolutely.
Yep, just take it.
So it's like, as your business is growing, and I'm so proud of you, and you're doing such amazing things, I think we all, you know, doing things in our own way, but got to take time. That's why I've had those conversations with you, because I see what's happening with your business. Mm-hmm. And I've been there, and I've seen it happen to other people, and I've also seen them crash and burn.
Yeah.
And that's why I've been real transparent, like, Beyond, I want you to make sure you take care of you. You know what I mean? Like, that type of thing. That's the same thing going with me. Like, she was like, we talked off the ledge 2 weeks ago. Like, it is a time that you just have to realize, I got to figure out some level of balance.
Yeah.
Or either it's going to be a problem for everybody around me.
For everyone. And so, you know, my mom asked me today, she said, well, Brandy, what are you going to do? She said, you got to take something off your plate. Take the realtor's outlet. I said, Mama, I have. We ain't not even doing another right now.
Right.
She said, well, take Mama's on the move. I said, no, I got to report. I got to record the podcast today at 4
o'clock.
Right. That's not taking too much out of me.
Right.
You know, so, and that's something I enjoy doing. Mm-hmm. It's therapeutic. Mm-hmm. It's therapeutic for us to sit up and talk about this right now.
Right.
And knowing that it's going to benefit other women.
Absolutely.
So I have no qualms about
it. And the thing about it is, we took the pressure out of every 2 weeks. We say, hey, we go. Look, if it come down to once a month right now, that's what we have to do. That's what our life allows.
That's right.
That's just what it's going to be, you know? So just FYI, y'all who've been inboxing and texting,
I
we
know,
appreciate
the
support. We have been getting the messages, but life has been happening.
Yeah.
And that's why we call it Mama's on the Move. And we do have self-care comes first.
That's
our families come first.
That's right.
And, you know, we're going to make a concerted effort, you know, to do more regularly, at least once a month. But, you know, we may not be able to drop this twice a month right now.
Yeah.
It just depends on what's going on in life. So, you know, we are here. We do feel like we have almost a responsibility to give back, you know, to help other women. Because I do feel great when I get messages from women that say, oh my God, when y'all posted this or when y'all talked about that, you have no idea what hearing that day did for me.
That's right.
So we want to do that, but we can't do none of that for y'all if we not.
If we over here drowning.
Exactly. We over here drowning, and you know what I'm saying? Like, seriously. So, you know, and I think that's been the main thing for me, is just still trying to figure out my why.
Mm.
Because now it used to be, my why is my son.
Mm-hmm.
And not that I'm like completely detaching from my child, but the reality is I have to figure out my why for me.
That's right.
That's where I am. What is my why for me?
Well, you know, we've had some talks and I'm grateful that I could talk you off the ledge with certain things that you were thinking about, such as plus size stripping.
I mean, hey, listen, there's a market out there for that.
Well, I just don't know. But when you told me you had a broke hip, I just don't know.
Hip be slipping. I don't think I could do it like that, girl.
I don't know if that's a good look, Keisha.
Yeah.
So we're going to stay away from the plus size stripping. Now, maybe plus size modeling, because you know you are a beautiful girl, honey. That may be something. Look, Tyra just graced the cover of Sports Illustrated at 46, honey.
Oh, no. And I ain't going to be for much. So, you know.
Yeah, that's a whole nother. That's another podcast.
But anyway, yeah. So, girl, how about last week, baby? I was out somewhere. I had made a decision last week on something that said it was going to change my life forever. And I put the post up. When I tell you that thing went crazy, everybody thought I was getting engaged.
I'm, I don't know why they would have assumed that. I knew better to know that it wasn't that. And I know you, I'm close enough to you to know that it wasn't that.
Right, everybody in my real life would have met whoever it was.
Right.
And by the time I posted the engagement picture, the wedding is basically going to be about 4 days later. It ain't going to be, y'all ain't going to have time to be called and messing up my situation. I'm tell you that right now. So trust and believe, when I get engaged, you going to
know. You going to know.
It ain't going to be no question, honey. Mm-hmm. I had folks at the DM on the message, but I'm like, I'm so glad you all are concerned.
Yeah.
And for those of you who've been
people love you, Keish.
I love them.
And listen, and we're talking about this why thing, okay? And I've always talked about what your gifts are,
mm-hmm.
and where I think you have a calling, and you are very good with relating to people in a way where your delivery can be a little, and we've had this conversation before, so don't take it personal, don't take it that way. Your delivery can be a little brute at times, mm-hmm. but it's still brute in a way where it's received in love.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's what I'm saying. So there's a difference. There's sometimes people can tell you something about yourself and you feel condemned.
Right.
You know, you feel condemned like, damn, like I you feel like a horrible person, mm-hmm. or that you feel like you're being judged.
Mm-hmm.
But when you tell people and help people through their situations,
mm-hmm.
you do it in a way where they don't, there's not condemnation involved.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a gift in itself.
So what do you think I should be doing?
So I love the idea of your kicking it with Keisha.
I enjoy that so much too. Keyshawn said yes.
Yes. That is something that is going to evolve. And I don't know, and on God's time, and it's going to happen. But I feel you got something with that, honey.
I do too. And thank you. I thank you. I appreciate it, Bessie. Because I feel that's when I feel like I used to feel like that about real estate. Like I just could be filled up. And I still enjoy it, but I want to be way more selective.
Yeah.
I don't want to take every deal that comes my way. And I want to make sure I'm doing business with people that respect me and my knowledge.
Since you said that, I was co-oping with an agent last month who said, Brandy, I'm 66 years old, and I did not know she was that old.
Mm.
I did not know she was that. And I had never seen her in person. We talked, you know, through a few of our listings several times,
mm-hmm.
but I've never seen her in person. I've only seen pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And even in our conversation, she just doesn't sound that mm-hmm. old, you know? Mm-hmm. So, but she said, Brandy, I'm 66 years old, and I do not want to do this forever. And I said, you know what? I can understand that. And I'm 44, and I don't want to do it no more than 5-6 more years.
Exactly.
I definitely don't want to be 66 doing
right.
It.
Exactly.
So we don't start setting ourselves up now, Keish.
That's why I've been out every single day looking at investment properties, because I got to start building more of a real estate portfolio,
yeah.
putting my money in certain places, moving things around, because the reality, and one or two things going to have to happen. This is going to be it. I'm just be transparent.
Mm-hmm.
I'm either going to meet a rich man,
mm-hmm.
okay,
mm-hmm.
or DJ's going to get rich mm-hmm. and then take care of me, which mm-hmm. I'm probably leaning more towards that.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, combination of all three, and you know, build more of a real estate portfolio yeah. and everything, and let property managers, you know, do that. But I agree, 66. Let me tell you something. If I'm still out here, 66. We don't even want to talk about it. It's some buckhead Bettys out here in their 70s getting it. And you put so much of your life into your business, you forget to build a life. So that's the other part of it. It's like you can get so busy making money, you forget to build a life.
Right.
I see that happen a lot too, especially with our women, because we live in an age of secure the bag, which is all good. Trust me, we need our bag secure. Mm-hmm. But you got to be teaching these people how to build a life in the process.
That's
because
right.
having a whole bunch of secure bags and a big ass empty house ain't about ish.
Nothing.
I'm telling you that. Okay.
But
anyway.
Mm. Well, we had told y'all that, you know, we got here a little late,
mm-hmm.
and this episode may be a little condensed for that reason, because, you know, timing and scheduling and all that stuff.
Right.
However, we wanted to come to you. There's been some time, you know, that we haven't been in front of y'all, and we apologize, but we know y'all understand.
Right.
And we had to drop something special for y'all on Mother's Day.
Absolutely.
Because we do. We love engaging with y'all, whether it's through social media. We love the fact, we love your feedback that you leave in our, you know, on iTunes or whichever platform you're using. So continue to do that. Please continue to leave us feedback.
Like if you guys see the YouTube, share it on your social media page, your Facebook,
yeah.
because we do want to, you know, continue to grow our audience. And we have other, we do want to still try to do the live at some point where
yeah.
we can meet some of you guys in person.
Right.
Some of y'all show up to our other events,
mm-hmm.
you know, things like that. But we had to do something. And I want to give a special shout out to those that are probably possibly experiencing their first Mother's Day without their mothers.
Mm.
I am a motherless mom, so
yeah.
I understand that and how difficult it can be, but you know, cry if you must, but be grateful that you yourself are a mother,
yeah.
and that you have everything your mother gave you to continue her legacy by instilling it to your children,
yeah.
And just be kind to yourself.
That's right.
What I tell people all the time. There is no time and no window on grieving, you know, but you know, take a few minutes and you know, pay homage to your mom and then enjoy your day with your babies.
You know, when you said that, it made me think about something that your client and really good friend Shanti Dawes posted.
Mm.
And it's so significant and it touched my heart because, of course, I've suffered loss. Now, my mother's still living, so mm-hmm. I can't relate to that loss, but I have grieved. And the quote said, "Grief never ends, but it changes. It's a passage, not a place to stay. Mm. Grief is not a sign of weakness nor a lack of faith. It is the price of love."
Wow, that
Isn't
is
that
good.
Strong?
That
Isn't
is
that
so
powerful?
Strong. That's very good. That's good
I
stuff.
I love that.
And Shanti has recently gone through something. Shanti, we send much love to you. You know,
yes,
I got your
do.
Back, girl.
Yes.
I know these days that are coming are going to be difficult, but it's a process. And that's what I always say. And I've been in communication with her, obviously, almost every other day.
Yeah.
So anyway, so we just wanted to do something special for you guys. And everybody have a happy Mother's Day. And until next time,
keep moving, mama.